and the breaking news today is this.
This morning, Secretary Kerry informed me that after extensive public outreach and consultation with other cabinet agencies, the State Department has decided that the Keystone XL pipeline would not serve the national interests of the United States. I agree with that decision.
President Obama there announcing that he has rejected the proposed Keystone XL oil pipeline, a big win for environmentalists, a big loss for the oil industry, and we are going to be covering this all day long.
And we're also following now today's jobs report. It was a big one, 271,000 new jobs created in October. It was the strongest month of the year, and the unemployment rate fell slightly to 5%, and that is a new seven-year low. Mike Regan of Bloomberg News joins us now, and Mike, surprise here. These numbers were big. Can you explain what happened?
Right. Well, just to put the surprise in perspective, at Bloomberg here, we survey 75 economists on this number. This number was higher than any, even the most optimistic estimate out of all of them. And if you look at it versus the average, it was about 85,000 higher than the median. It's not exactly clear why there was such a spurt in jobs growth. The previous months over the summer in September were disappointing, mostly under 200,000. So my guess is there was sort of a bottleneck in hiring that sort of finally was released in October. And part of the good news is really the makeup of the job gains that we saw. The employment in professional and business services, you know, things like technology and accounting and that sort of thing, employment there increased 78,000, which is way above the average gain of 52,000 in the prior year. So it's a very strong report in pretty much every aspect, every way you look at it.
Well, Mike, Fed Chair Janet Yellen was on Capitol Hill earlier this week, and she said that the Fed expects the economy to continue growing with the labor market improving. Let's listen to that.
If the incoming information supports that expectation, then our statement indicates that December would be a live possibility, but importantly, that we've made no decision about it.
Okay, we've got to cut through some of the jargon there, but a live possibility referring to the interest rate going up in possibly in December. Is that looking more and more inevitable now?
It really is, you know, especially just gauging from the reaction in financial markets. 10-year Treasury yields jumped above 2.3%, really big move higher in them. And that's an interest rate that impacts and influences all sorts of other business and mortgage rates and that sort of thing. The dollar also strengthened considerably against other currencies, and that's also a sign that people expect higher interest rates here down the road. And there's actually trading in futures products tied to the federal funds rate. And if you sort of read the tea leaves there, it's looking like about a 70% chance of an increase in December, which is pretty, you know, higher than that chance in September has been in a while. And also the odds of more increases later on next year have increased. So the whole sort of trajectory of interest rates into next year moved up a little bit after this report.
Mike, I want to ask you quickly. The president today says he will reject the Keystone XL pipeline. Economic impacts there.
I don't think there's a huge economic impact. You know, the argument for it was that it would create thousands of jobs, but they were going to be temporary jobs. It would really only be a handful of jobs to continue operating it once it was built. And we really don't need that oil as much as we once did. You know, we have sort of a supply glut of oil in North America right now. You know, that said, you know, the oil market is boom and bust. Mm. So in the future, we might regret that. But for now, it doesn't look like it's desperately needed.
All right. We'll keep an eye on it. Mike Regan of Bloomberg News. Thank you.
Thank you.